is the 100th time the Martha Beat Society has come to order. The 100th time radio has brought us together to share our homemaking interests with our Western neighbors. The tour that we're making of more than a score of Western cities has brought us today to Wenatchee, Washington, and will give us a chance to hear a recipe for the dessert called Wenatchettes. And now, for the 100th time, we have the pleasure of hearing Martha Mead.
I wish this one morning I could see you as I talk to you. I look into this little wire screen over the microphone, and only my imagination pictures you. I know you're there, especially you who write to me, and who express your appreciation of these meetings by buying Sperry products. And I feel very close to you, even you who are many hundred miles away. But sometimes I wish I could talk with you instead of to you. This is one of the times. Every moment I've spent with you on the air during these 100 programs has been a pleasure. It's very thrilling while I'm planning and testing these recipes to know that when I bring them to you, you too are enthusiastic about making mealtime a diversion and a joy instead of just a routine. And I want to thank you, as I have before, for buying Drifted Snow Flour and Wheat Hearts and Fairy Pancake and Waffle Flour, and by so doing, making it possible for me to stay with you in these programs. And isn't it delightful that we can dedicate our 100th program to a city like Wenatchee, Washington? For any of you who have recently joined us, I might explain that we've been visiting around in the 28 cities where the Martha Mead Society is broadcast for the purpose of learning new ways to cook Western food products. Today finds us in Wenatchee, where there are exactly the sort of contented, home-loving people who inspire our work on these programs. There's certainly a real story to tell about Wenatchee. Four wealth-producing valleys come together here, and the story of Wenatchee has the same characters and the same plot and the same happy ending as the story of these valleys. It's such a glorious country. Running through it are mountain ranges that stand out clear-cut in the sparkling northern atmosphere. The fertile soil in the valleys, the swift-running stream, cool blue lakes, and sunshine pouring its warmth over all the brilliant landscapes. These were enough to induce many thousands of families to settle in north-central Washington. If the story had followed the usual plot, we'd have had just another pleasant little agricultural community with numerous small farms growing a diversity of fruits and vegetables. But the people in Washington took a lesson from the manufacturing business. They decided to cooperate and specialize. So now, just as one American city is known for making automobiles, North Central Washington has made itself the apple center of the world. These orchardists studied apple production so intensively that now their acres have an extremely high yield. The average is 500 bushels to the acre. And mind you, these are apples of only the most superlative quality. Here are grown for the delight of apple lovers everywhere the Wenatchee Delicious, the Winesap, Spitzenberg, Rome Beauty, Jonathan, and others. It's very interesting, by the way, to know that the Wenatchee District uses enough lumber every year in the apple boxes to build 5-room homes sufficient for a city of 20,000 people. We've often talked of apple dishes on these programs, and I think we must all be daughters of Eve, because the apple recipes I've given you have been so popular. But with all our interest in apples, we haven't begun to appreciate their possibilities as our Wenatchee members do. How many of us would have thought of incorporating apples into sour cream tarts? Well, without trying to answer that question, I know we'll all make the tarts regularly from now on. And by the way, don't you agree with me that a sour cream pie filling is really better baked into tarts than in a large pie? Like everything extremely rich, this filling is most enjoyable eaten in small quantities. Perhaps you've never made a sour cream pie filling, but you certainly know what it is. It's that deep yellow filling like custard, only smoother and fluffier. At present market prices, sour cream is an economical ingredient. And of course you know that sweet cream can be made sour by adding a tablespoon of vinegar to a pint of cream and leaving it in a warm place for a couple of hours. Today, We're giving you the sour cream recipe with a novel addition of applesauce. You can add raisins or chopped dates, too, if you like. Though these tarts have a delicate, delectable quality that's lost with the addition of the stronger flavored fruit. For these individual pies, bake 6 shells on the backs of muffin tins using the flaky pastry recipe I gave you for the prune lattice pie. Or just send me a card and I'll mail you this recipe. When the shells are cool, have this filling ready. 2 eggs. 2 tablespoons drifted snow home perfected flour. 6 tablespoons sugar. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg. 1/4 teaspoon pastry spice. Or, for pastry spice, you can substitute cloves and allspice mixed half and half. 1 cup sour cream. And 1 cup unsweetened applesauce. Now I'll repeat those. 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons drifted snow home perfected flour, 6 tablespoons sugar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon pastry spice, or cloves and allspice mixed half and half, 1 cup sour cream, and 1 cup unsweetened applesauce. Before I give you the mixing directions, I might suggest that you make a note of this. When cooking apples for applesauce, add 1/2 lemon for tartness. We thought improving the recipe in the Sperry kitchen that tartness was an improvement. And what I do, friends, is just to squeeze the lemon a little into the apples and then drop in the rind for extra flavor. Of course, it's removed when the applesauce is done. Now, separate eggs and beat the yolks until thick and lemon-colored. You doubtless know that egg yolks thicken considerably as they're beaten and change color to a lemon-yellow shade. Unless you do beat them to this stage, the sour cream filling won't have that desired consistency. Add sugar, mixed with flour, salt, and spices. Add sour cream. And applesauce. And thoroughly blend entire mixture. Cook till thick. Over boiling water, stirring constantly. Cool. Pour into individual pastry shells. And cover with a nut meringue made by beating the egg white stiff. And adding gradually. Four tablespoons sugar. And two tablespoons chopped walnuts. Bake in slow oven 300 degrees. For 20 minutes. The world didn't make a path to Wenatchee's door, of course, just because apples were growing there. If there hadn't been better apples, more tender, crisp, and juicy, they wouldn't now be leaving Wenatchee at the rate of 23,000 carloads a year. And if drifted snow weren't a better flour, more dependable, finer textured, more carefully blended, it wouldn't be, as it is, the largest selling family flour in the West. You know yourself that housewives are essentially practical. Unless a product gives complete satisfaction, women will try another brand. And so, wanting a reliable flour, you are perfectly safe in using the flour which has been first choice of Western housewives for so many years. As I said, it's the quality of Wenatchee apples that wins them their wide distribution. With Drifted Snow home-perfected flour, it's the fact that the Sperry Flour Company buys only the healthiest crops of first-grade wheat and employs only the most skillful chemists to blend it. And finally, sends samples of every lot to housewives like yourself for their practical testing. No wonder Western cooks, who are particular cooks, prefer Drifted Snow. They know from experience it will give them better baking. This week, as a little celebration of our 100th program, I've had the Sperry Flour Company place in your grocer's an extra recipe for you. You'll see the colored poster with an illustration of a chocolate and a white marble cake, and I think you'll immediately want to bake it. Well, on the poster's a pad of the recipes. Won't you take one? They're for you, because you're a member of our Martha Mead Society. The cake is perfectly delicious, and naturally a universal favorite with the two flavors blending through it. It's very easy, too. It took me only 11 minutes to mix it up. On the recipe, found, as I said, at your grocer's. I've also told you how to make a delicate, fluffy icing for it. If your grocer hasn't the pad of recipes, or they should all be gone, I'll be glad to send you one, friend. Just write to me, Martha Mead, care of the Sperry Flour Company, San Francisco. And now, our 100th program is over. I hope you'll find my future efforts helpful to you.
Some of our most loyal members are in Walla Walla, Washington. On Thursday's program, they have a recipe for a delicious sweetheart veal loaf. You'll be ready, won't you, with pencil and paper to take it down. The Martha Mead Society is over for today. Good morning.